Today is Friday, August 21st, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, for any of you WordPress users, so maybe this is just a problem unique to me and no one else, but I want to go ahead and give this little tip. Any bloggers out there, any podcasters who use WordPress, basically it's a WordPress thing. So anyone who uses WordPress and you need images, and I mainly just do this with Geeky Gay. I don't really do images with Survivor's Ready or But First, or I don't think we do that for Mix Minus. I don't actually know why I still do images. But regardless, if you're a blogger and you need to do images and you use WordPress, this is a cool little trick. So I'm always looking for images to post with my content and with my podcast episodes. And so what I've been doing, and it's for the site. So, you know, on the website, when it posts a little image, and the current theme that I'm using on my website doesn't even display the image. So it's really pointless. It's like totally pointless. I should figure out how to use a different theme so that the image displays or whatever, but no one looks at the website. Regardless, if you're doing anything where you're using WordPress and you need images, there is a website that I use for images now called Unsplash. And I think I may have mentioned it on here before, and that has nothing to do with WordPress. So if you're posting to social media and you need some images, and it's photography specifically, and you need some stock photo type stuff, or you're writing an article, or you're sending out a newsletter, or you're creating a website, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's WordPress. You need a piece of photography. You need some photography. There's always the issue of you don't want to steal other people's photography. So Unsplash.com, it's completely free because I don't know how they're going to make money on this. They don't charge anything. There's no fee. As far as I can tell, there's no add-ons. I haven't really seen any ads on their site, so I'm not really sure how they're going to monetize. So who knows how long this will be around. Maybe one day they'll start charging once they like perfect everything. I don't know. But regardless, if you go to Unsplash.com, they have all kinds of free images. And they say the reason they're free is because photographers upload them so that they can get their work out there. So, you know, they just want to get more exposure. They want their work to be on multiple websites and stuff like that. And so all of the creators, all of the photographers that upload content, they know that they're doing it for free, or they know that they're not going to get paid for it. And they do it with whatever the license is, it's allowed for usage. And so anyway, Unsplash.com, but the cool thing about it is if you're using WordPress and maybe other CMS content management applications or programs as well, so maybe Joomla, Drupal, you know, whatever the other content management things are out there, WordPress is pretty much what everybody uses nowadays. Maybe even Squarespace or what's that other one? Wix? I don't know, the website creators, whatever. But I know for sure for WordPress. So if you have a WordPress site, you can go to the plugins section and you can search for a plugin called Unsplash. And I don't know, there's a couple of them, but I picked the one that was actually by Unsplash. So because it seemed more official to me. There was another one that had actually higher ratings, but it was by a non-Unsplash person. So anyway, go there. I'm spending half my episodes telling you guys, but I think it's so cool because I added this plugin, and now my process used to be I would go out and do a Google search or go to Unsplash.com manually and look for an image, and I would just pick something semi-related to what I had talked about on the episode. And sometimes it's not related at all. Sometimes I can't find anything. And so so now when I, instead of having to download it and then in WordPress uploading the image back to WordPress and then posting it with the article or with the podcast episode, literally when I go in to do the featured image for the post, there's an Unsplash option. You go to Unsplash, you can do your search for a photo right there in WordPress, and it pulls from the Unsplash collection of images. So anyway, it's really cool. It's completely free. And if you use WordPress, if you're not using WordPress, but you do things where you need photography, it's a good site to go to. They have a lot of different categories, but you can also just do a search, and it's completely free. So there you go. So yesterday I... after I recorded, we did yoga, and that was no fun. Actually, yoga is okay. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I'm just sick of working out and seeing no results, and I know that I'm not going to see results from working out when I'm eating fast food every day and complaining about it. I know it's mostly diet, but so I really should just stop working out and just diet. You know, or I should just stop talking about it, to be honest. I should really just stop talking about it. I know you guys that have been listening for years, I don't know how, I've been talking about my weight and dieting the entire time I've been podcasting. It's ridiculous. But anyway, so I'm tired of working out, but we're still doing it. So there you go. We worked out and we started watching. I had already started watching this, but I decided to watch it with Mark because I thought he might enjoy it. And since we're out of stuff to watch, and I talked about it yesterday, it's the show that I was watching that I stayed up till 4 a.m, Goliath. And so I went ahead and started over from episode 1 with Mark last night to hopefully get him interested in it, because there are 3 seasons and there's going to be a 4th season coming out. I looked it up. And so, yeah, and it's really good. It's a little grittier than I like. I don't know, for some reason I'm not really into gritty, and I don't even know how to describe what I mean by gritty, but I like nice, clean, kind of corporate-y kind of law types. I don't know. But anyway, it's really good though. Once you get into it, it's a really compelling storyline in the first season. It's gotten really good reviews for all the seasons. Apparently season 3 was really good. And I guess season 4 is going to be the last season whenever that comes out. So, but anyway, so we watched that and ate, and that was about it. We still need to order bar stools because my parents are buying us bar stools, but Mom wants us to pick them out. So now, and it's a housewarming gift and my birthday and Mark's birthday, because my birthday just happened and Mark's birthday is happening in September. And so Mom's like, she's like, but I want you guys to order whatever you want and then just tell us how much it cost. And then we're just going to give you a check. How impersonal is that? No, it's fine. I would rather get something that I want. Some people don't like the concept of impersonal gifts, like gift cards or telling someone to go to the store with you and like pick the thing out and then you'll buy it, you know, because they think, you know, there was no thought behind it. You're just basically funding, a gift for someone. But honestly, I don't think it's a bad thing, because then you get something that you really want. And, you know, we don't want our parents picking out bar stools for us. We don't even know what bar stools we want. They've been telling us they were buying us bar stools since we moved in 2 months ago or however long it's been. And Mark and I have been looking at bar stools, and we haven't been able to agree upon a bar stool style that we like. We have a couple of options, but we haven't, you know, it's one of those where you're like, ugh, should I pull the trigger? How do you make a decision? You know, when you have 2 or 3 different ones that are, you think might look good, but you're not sure. And we're not designers. So I don't know. For some reason, I want like a landscape designer that I'm unable to find. I would really like to have an interior designer come in and say, oh, based on the wood that you have on the floor and the color on the wall and the warmth of your blah, 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 and the color of your countertops you know, and all that. This is the exact bar stool that will look good in here, you know? Because I don't know. I mean, we don't know what bars, we don't even know what style we like. We've gotten, you know, people generally like our decorating when they come into our house. So it's not like anything is ugly, but, you know, I mean, we're not designers either. So, I mean, no one, I don't think anyone would come in our house and be like, oh my God, designers live here, you know? And so we just don't know. We keep flipping through Wayfair and All Modern or whatever the name of that place is, and, you know, Crate and Barrel and all these different places you can go and look for furniture. And we're like, maybe that one's nice. We don't know. And then, you know, do we want everything to be modern or everything to be contemporary or everything to be farmhouse modern, or, like, you know, can we mix and match? I have no idea. I could be making completely wrong decisions about stuff. And then Kathy Bacon tweeted me at one point and said, oh, you really want to buy lasting furniture. Well, Kathy, let me tell you, it's very hard to find the kind of furniture that you're talking about. Most companies, even the well-known companies, are now making that MDF furniture stuff. It's really hard to find, you know, especially stuff that's going to be delivered and you're not going to go drive to a furniture store and, like, bring it back yourself. Because a lot of the stuff that's being delivered, you have to put it together yourself, just like IKEA furniture. So I don't really know. And, like, a lot of that really long-lasting furniture that you're talking about, I feel, is in older styles that, you know, may not, kind of antique-y looking. And we may not be into that, like, antique carved walnut finish, you know, dresser, for instance, you know, or something like that. And a lot of the more modern looking stuff is more cheaply made for some reason. Maybe there's some, like, really expensive furniture places online that you can go and, like, pay like $15,000 for one bar stool or something. I don't know. So anyway, all that being said, we looked at bar stools, but we still haven't decided. So, while we were watching Goliath, and I looked again at some bar stools today, but hopefully we're going to order bar stools over the weekend so we can get that out of the way. And, we're having the, you know, the pestilence or whatever you call it, like the, what is the biblical thing where the river turned to blood and locusts, came out and frogs were overrun. And I mean, I feel like this house, we have flies, we have gnats, we have moths. Like, when I'm up in the studio recording Mix Minus on a Saturday night, I have, like, gnats flying around my head, so much so that Daniel has seen me catching a gnat out of the air. And it's driving me crazy. It's a brand new house. I don't know where they're coming from, other than we have a lot of cow fields around us. And so I bought a couple of electronic mosquito / gnat traps that have these LED lights. They look really modern and cool, so, like, in the studio, it'll fit right in. Anyway, I'm going to try those out when they come in next week. I'm going to record another episode tomorrow, so I'll let you guys know what's going on over the weekend in tomorrow's episode. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.